the kiyemis. Let's say a person was a shchimera, person was on his dying bed, and he gave away a big present to somebody else, but he left over a little bit for himself. He left over a little bit karka for himself. So then we say the matana, what he gave away, is 100% good. Even on the tzad that he gets well, he stands up again, he can't retract. Since he left over some karka for himself, so we say he knew that he may live, he left over some for himself, and what he gave away, he meant to give away completely. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That shaya karka kosher, kosher matnosai kiyemis. He leaves over a little bit for himself, even as kosher, the mice and then the maton is called the good maton. Tomorrow, Klezer Shailo, the kama kosher. How much property does he have to leave over for himself that we should say the maton is called the good maton? Tomorrow says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, karka kidei panasosai. He has to leave over enough karka that he can live from, he can get a panasa from. But even though it says kosher, does not really mean a small property. Has to mean some property that you get an income from that you can live on it. So Rashi says, it's going to bite them. And that's what the Yehuda Amar Rav said. Lav davka kosher, but has to be the leftover karka enough to live on. For Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Rama Bigachidish, mitautlim kedei panasasan. Not only if you left over some karka, but even if you just left over some mitautlim, but left over some mitautlim that he can make a living from it. Whether he rents it out, or whether he gets a rent from it, or whether he could sell it and get panosa, but if he left over enough metaltlim, that from that metaltlim he could be fed, he could get his panosa, that's also called the shir. And therefore, if he gave away the rest of his property, we say the matana is called the good matana, even though he's chayzer, stowat, the matana is still called the good matana. Yeah. Now, Omar Rabzeir said, Kama mechavnon shmaitata desabi. Like, how good are these learnings? What they're saying, what Yehuda Amar Rav is saying? He's saying very good. But he's masking. In other words, karka time amai, what's the reason why if the shchimera leaves over some karka for himself, that we say the present he gave away is 100% good, the koi somchale? Because we say it's good because the person thought that maybe he's going to live. And therefore, Itaka left over some karka. And he left over enough karka that even if he does live, he'll be able to find himself to live on it. So that's the svar why karka is good. So Maria says, so the same svar should apply, mitautli nami. Even if he just left over some mitautli, it should also be the same svar. Ikosama cholayu, listen, if he lives, he could rely upon this, he could rely upon the property, upon the mitautli. Therefore, it's a good thing he's saying, even though the Mishnah says karka, the Maisa kark was loved after. Maisa, even though he gives over this leftover metaltlim, it's also called the good shir. That's what Tapa Shnam says, Kama yofo chivnu min shepirusha kolshu. That bit you say when the Mishnah says leftover a little bit, it means kadei panasosoi, lama be mekakori, lama afilu metaltli, it's very good. Yeah. Because just like karka he can live from, so metaltlim also he can live. That's what Rav Yirmiya said. On this the Gemara said, this is what Rav Zera said. This the Gemara says back, no. Maskiv lo, Rav Yosef has to cash it back to Rav Zera. O my chavanta, who said what they're saying is very good? Mandi yama metaltlim karka tanan. Listen now, how could you say metaltlim is also called a shear, it's good? The Mishnah says karka. It says that the shchimera left over some karka. Mashma bedavka karka, property has to leave over, and not metaltlim. And a second question, man diyama kadei panasosai. That's what Yehuda Amar Rav said. What's the shear of the Mishnah when it says if he left over for himself karka kolshu? What's called kolshu? He said it doesn't really mean what it says, a small amount, but it means an amount that he can live on. He can get panasa from. Savakash on you. What do you mean, kadei panasosai? He says, kolshu tanan. In our Mishnah, it says kolshu. Shaya kaka kolshu. So he has two kashas. What are you observing? He's saying very good of you, the Marav. Rabbi Yosef says no. It's no good. Rashi says, karka davka betamiya. That's my thing. But that's the two kashas. But the Mishnah says karka, and the chur karka means, but davka karka, you have to leave over. And secondly, you say, Kedei Panasasai, why such a big shear? The Mishnah says, Kol Shu is mashma, even a small amount is enough. That's the two kashes that the Yosef has. Oh, Malaya Abayas, Abayas said back, V'chol heicha d'toni karka. Karka dafki, is that a kasha, what you're asking? That whenever Mishnah says karka, you want to tell me a Mishnah, it means b'dafka karka, and not metaflim, is that true? I'll bring you a Mishnah not like that. V'yotanan, we'll learn like this, a Mishnah in Masechta Pei we learned. V'yotanan, ha-koisev kol nechosav li'avdai. If somebody owns property, and he also owns a Nebed Kanani, and he writes a matana to the Eved like this. He writes, Ha-Kosev Kol Mechosav Li'Avdai. He's giving away all his property to his Eved Kanani. So Locher is Yotza Ben Chorin, that the Eved Kanani is included in this present, because he's called part of Kol Mechosav, so he's like automatically freeing his Eved Kanani. So he goes out free. The Rashbam says, Ha-Kosev Mechosav Li'Avdai Yotza Ben Chorin. Why? He says, Sharehu Eved, Bichlau Nechosim, because an Eved is also included in Nechosim. The Nimsa comes out, Shehikneli Eved as Gufoi. He gave to his Eved the Guf of the Eved in Shan Nechosim. Therefore, they wrote a Shtar Shechur to the Eved, therefore the Eved goes out for Yosef. Here's the Mishnah. That's if he writes, Kol Nechosim Liavdoi. What about Shaya Kakakoshu? He writes, I'm giving all my property to my Eved, but I'm leaving over a little bit Karka, Shire Karka Koshu. Then we say, Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. Then the Eved Kanani does not go out free. Because when he says, Shire Karka Koshu, we say, maybe he meant to leave over the Eved for himself. Therefore, the Eved does not go out free, and therefore the whole Matana is bottled. Because if he's still an Eved Kanani, so then we say, Mashikon Eved Kona Rabbi. The matana still goes back to their Ardun, it's like no matana at all. So Shvam explains, Shire Kakakoshu, going Shomar Chutz Mikakakoshu. The owner said, I'm giving all my nechosim to my Yevid, but I'm leaving over Kakakoshu. Then the locher is Lo Yotza Ben Chorin. Then the Yevid does not go out free. Why? Shur Eved Hukshle Kakois. And Eved Kanani is Hukashle Kakois. Yetziv Nefiz Nachaltim. By Karka Koshu, Ikulameima, the Alevid Uaima. Since even though he said a Lashon of Karka Koshu, we could say he meant the Evid. Veninsa Shein Ben Chorin, he's not a Ben Chorin. He's so, the Gamana Chosim Lakon, he's not claiming the Chosim either. Fuadin Amana Chosim Matalpim Koshu, would be the same thing he said Chosim Matalpim Koshu, like a blood that says later. Shosim Matalpim Shire to Evid. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So if he says Kshara Kakakoshu, we have a tzat to say maybe what he meant to leave over is the Eved himself. So therefore, the Eved does not go out free. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says Liyolam Hu Ben Chayrino. The Eved always goes out free. At Shayyim until the master says like this: Kol Nochosai Nesunim Laplani Avdi. I want to give all my property over to this Eved. Chutz Me Echad Merbuya Shabhem, excluding one. Like 10,000th of it. Me'echad Rebuya Shebem. If he says 1/10,000th of the Nechosim, then we say that's what it means to leave over the Eved himself. So Rashbam so explains like this. Rebbe Shimon Noyim Eliyelim Ben Chorin. Im Shire Karka Kosher. Even if he leaves over some Karka. The Shire Karka Lo Yevet. Since he said he's leaving over some Karka, he meant to leave over Karka and not the Yevet. Achi Ashir Shashaya Stam. Unless the what he left over, he said it's tam. The yerma like this: Kol nechosas nusum laplein yavi. All my property should go to this eved. Chutz miyechem rebuya shabem, excluding 1/10,000th of it. Shu echem rebuya, because that he says 1/10,000th maybe eved koy goes on the eved, and therefore the enem eshocher. There are covered kreis of liyavi kenem kumakum akonaklum. That's what the Shimon says. But if the master says, I want to leave over a little bit karka, we say he means karka, not the Eved. Then the mice of the Eved would go out free. The only time he means to leave over the Eved, if he doesn't say karka, he just says, I'm giving you everything, but I'm leaving over 1/10,000th of it. Since you say of it, then we have a tzad, maybe you mean to leave over the Eved to yourself, and therefore, really what you're doing here is nothing. The whole matan is not chalak. Yep. Now, let's see more about it, huh?
The Yomar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Now Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said, Omar Rav Lezer, that also